can I say?
That there's a lot in flux and it'll be tight.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Francis, it's me. Call me back.
Yes.
Congressman Russo, he says it's urgent.
Fine. Good morning, sir. I'd like to talk about how the tour is going.
Well, let's talk on the bus. Don't we have an event at 11?
There won't be any events until we talk. You're hijacking the microphone. You're contradicting everything I say. We need to be promoting the Watershed Act.
Well, I appreciate your being so forthright. Let me tell you what I don't appreciate. The DNC is running a man with zero track record, except for substance abuse, to fill my shoes.
I realize you don't want to be here, sir, but it seems like you're deliberately trying to sabotage my campaign.
Despite my better judgment, I'm trying to save it. I know the people of this state better than you, Peter. They don't want to hear about watersheds. They want to hear about jobs.
So this week, they need to hear both.
Well, then maybe I should just stand quietly beside you at the podium and watch you lose.
You don't think I can win, do you?
I'm not optimistic.
You know, you lost the first two times you ran for governor. The third time, nobody thought you had a chance. By September, you were 15 points down. You're out of money. You had to mortgage your own house just to keep your staff on payroll.
I'm well aware of what I did. I was there.
My point is you kept going. You hit 67 counties in less than 20 days, and you proved everyone wrong. Like it or not, it's my name on the ticket this time, and I got the shot, and I'm going to prove everyone wrong just like you did, including you, sir. I would like your support, but if you won't give it, fine. It won't stop me.
You think it's easy for me to be here? I left the governor's mansion right in my prime. To be what? Vice president? I thought that was a step up. But you know what? I don't have a fucking shred of real influence. I'm trotted around like a goddamn mascot, and this is my home state.
I'm offering you influence, sir. I'd like your guidance and your expertise. But if that's not on the table, then... With all due respect, Mr. Vice President, you should head back to Washington.
Your husband was very explicit.
I would categorize it as a threat.
What did he say exactly?
Not to surprise him.
Didn't he also tell you to vote your district and your conscience?
He did, but those seemed far lower on his priority list.
Well, he would never fault you if you had a compelling reason to do what you think is right.
I'm confused. Aren't you for this bill?
CWI is publicly for it. Privately, I have my doubts, for the same reasons you do.
I was under the impression that we were here so you could persuade us to vote yes.
Oh, I'm not trying to persuade you of anything. I will say this. If the bill fails, it's not the end of the world. We can always sponsor new legislation. You know, something with stricter regulatory standards.
Just to be clear, you're telling us you don't mind if we vote against the bill.
I'm simply saying what my husband wanted, that you should vote your conscience.
How are we looking?
You're short of vote.
Just got a phone with Claire. Vandenberg and Abrams are on board.
Those are definite yeses.
Definite.
We should be good.
Yes?
I've been trying to reach you since yesterday.
Well, I've been a bit busy counting votes.
You said you'd have a number for me.
Well, you should try my press office.
I did. They won't return my calls.
Well, the official word is it will be close.
I'm trying to get the unofficial word.
Oh, I can't appear to be playing favorites now, can I?
This isn't because of the other day, is it?
What other day?
You said we'd keep our professional relationship.
Well, this is what professional feels like.